NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We are a nation of consumers. Buying stuff is by far the largest part of the U.S. economy, 70%. And we're not slowing down. News out this week found that retail spending jumped again last month to set yet another all-time record. Since the pandemic, we have been buying more stuff than ever before. And now our supply chains are in crisis.
I think this moment will pass, but I think it's worth reflecting, is it healthy to consume this much?
Is it healthy to consume this much? Today on the show, we talk with economist Alison Schrager about consumer spending, supply chain fails, and holiday shopping.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Lincoln Financial. Pursuing your dreams starts with financial security. Lincoln can help you get started, whether it's protecting you and your family from life's unexpected events or planning for retirement. Lincoln can help you enjoy today while staying on track for tomorrow. Visit lfg.com/get-started to discover how Lincoln Financial Solutions can help you plan, protect, and retire. Lincoln Financial is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and affiliates. Copyright 2021.
Let's see, before we get started, do you mind describing where we are right now?
We are in Union Square in New York City.
And of course, this is one of the busiest shopping areas in New York.
Yep, there's a Best Buy, there's a shuttered Forever 21, there's a designer shoe warehouse, and there's a Sephora.
And Alison, I asked you to meet me here because you just wrote a column for Bloomberg about consumption. And you said, you know, maybe it is time for Americans to start buying less stuff, or at least different stuff. And before we started, you wanted to be very clear that you are not against U.S. consumerism, per se.
I mean, I'm an ardent capitalist. I think people should live the life they want, and they should, you know, consume what they want. I love economic growth more than anyone.
We are sitting in a city that is literally a
consumption mecca.
Yeah.
That's why I live here. Very supportive of it. But what's interesting is if you look at the data, it's not just that we're spending more on stuff. Stuff got cheaper as we started spending more. So we just got a lot of stuff. So our houses also got bigger because we need somewhere to keep it all.
Like a lot bigger?
The average household in 1980 lived in 1,700 square feet. Now they live in 2,000 square feet. And keep in mind, households have gotten smaller. So I think it's worth wondering if maybe we should revisit our relationship with stuff. For instance, like, there is a big push to make us more resilient and pull back on global trade. Maybe sort of lose some of that efficiency, which means things are going to cost more. And also, I mean, if we really are truly concerned about the environment, that involves actual sacrifice. It's not just buying an electric car. It means maybe consuming less.
I mean, I feel like what you're saying in certain ways is like American sacrilege. Mm-hmm. I mean, because consumption is like what we do. That's like what we do as a country.
Yeah, I have the Twitter mentions to prove it. My Bloomberg column, people are really angry. One of the statistics I read was that our consumption of clothes has increased fivefold since the 80s. And not only that, the average piece of apparel is only worn 7 times before we get rid of it.
People own 5 times more articles of clothing than they did in the 80s?
Yes, and
it's not like the 80s were a time where we weren't consuming that much.
No, it was hardly a time of restraint.
Well, and also the rise of all the digital products, like gaming devices and laptops and phones and
which we're constantly upgrading and throwing out.
Earbuds.
So if we really are serious about being more green, I mean, maybe we should think about not buying so much stuff so we throw out so much stuff.
What are the economic implications of that, though? Because, I mean, our economy like counts on the GDP growing. The GDP is a sum total of all the goods and services our economy produces.
We could spend the same amount, but buy higher quality stuff. Also, really, it's not sustainable. Sustainable growth comes from building new things, new innovation. And traditionally, what made the U.S. economy so successful was that we were great innovators of coming up with new, better things. And what made U.S. consumers so special wasn't that they just bought lots of junk, is that they were very open-minded to new things. We were always the country of early adopters.
It seems like that's still happening with Silicon Valley.
It is, but that doesn't mean we need high volume, though. These are two separate things. And that's really what can fuel much more healthy, sustainable growth, is more productive ways of using resources and coming up with new stuff rather than, you know, a shirt you're only going to wear twice.
As you said early in our conversation, this is the site of an ex Forever 21. And there have been a lot of pieces about, is this the end of fast fashion and things like that? I mean, do you think we're moving in that direction as consumers or no?
I don't know. I hope so. I don't think so. As in fast fashion, you know, it's nice to get that fun, trendy piece and then, you know, you get tired of it and you throw it away.
And it only costs $15 anyway.
Yeah. So I think it's very seductive. But maybe our culture will change this time of sort of not having stuff like we used to. And again, I think it will pass, is to maybe reassess how we consume.
I mean, we're coming right up on the holiday season. This is a time when a lot of retailers earn like up to 20% of their income for the whole year. Do you think this is all coming to a head? I mean, sometimes it does take a big event to have us change direction or reevaluate things.
I don't think it is. I think, again, this is a temporary blip and it will get worked out, and it's hard to change habits. I think what could change it are these structural things, where things just get more expensive because of inflation, because of taxes, because of just a decision to trade less. You know, sort of this increased global trade really meant things got a lot cheaper. So if we decide as a country that we're going to make goods more expensive, that could change. But I don't think our culture is going to change unless something like that happens.
Do you think we'll be making more stuff in the U.S. as opposed to having stuff overseas?
I mean, that's certainly a goal of policymakers right now. I think they also have to be aware that there are trade-offs of that. You know, this hyper-globalized, you know, supply chain we have made things really cheap.
I mean, it is funny when I think about like kind of what we do as a country is buy stuff. Like that's our thing. That's our contribution, is that we buy stuff. Do you think that's going to change or be modified? Or I don't know, what do you see going
probably
forward?
Because I think a lot of, you know, we tend to deal with anxiety by shopping.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, and I'll admit, I, you know, get a little rush of buying stuff.
A little soothing.
Yeah.
I mean, same. And it does kind of make sense that our consumption went up so much in the last 2 years at a time when we were all experiencing a ton of anxiety.
Especially because people still weren't consuming as many services. So they're still a little gun shy about taking that trip, about going out to dinner. But we have a lot of money and we're no longer just in sweatpants. So people are trying to buy stuff like crazy.
If we continue in this direction, is that bad? What does that mean?
I mean, there's different ways you can grow. And the best kind of growth comes from innovation and entrepreneurship. If we're going into a lot of debt to buy a lot of crap, you know, that might not be the best form of growth. As I said, one of the things that does concern me is that, you know, if interest rates go up and all the debt we're running up becomes unsustainable, taxes are going to have to go up. And a likely place is going to be consumption taxes.
It's like a sales tax.
Exactly. And like that's one of the reason everything's so expensive in Europe. They paid more for everything just for that tax. So if that happens, it might force us to reassess what we're spending money on.
What do you think of the future of consumerism in the place of the U.S. economy? Do you think that's always going to be our thing, buying stuff?
Yeah, I think it will be. I just think, you know, there's nothing wrong with maybe switching to higher quality, long-lasting things. So we could think more about quality versus quantity.
Have you changed your own way you shop?
No. Not really. But, you know, I live in New York, so I have different consumption patterns than most Americans because we all live in small apartments.
That's true. If you buy a lot of stuff, you have to haul it up a lot of stairs.
Yeah, and I don't have the floor space.
You have to get in the subway with it.
Yeah. It's not happening.
I know. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin. It was fact-checked by Taylor Washington. Our senior producer is Viet Le. The show's edited by Kate Concannon. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.
A white pigeon.
Oh, wow. It's a dove.
Oh, it's a dove. Hi.
You know, also consumers.
Also consumers, yes. Secondary consumers.
Consumers enjoying our cast-offs.